Okay, now that Mr. Johnson has made it.
Thank you very much.
A moment to catch your breath. We're going to go, we actually started with number two, so we're going to just go back and catch number one under old business if you're ready.
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Our next item is conditional use 1675 Colonial East Limited. Well, Mr. Gordy, I'm going to turn the meeting over to you, sir, and I'll be back as soon as you're done.
Don't go too far.
All right. Hey, Mr. Johnson.
Before I make my motion, I'd like a point of clarification, if I could, for Mr. Couts concerning this matter. This was, I'd hoped I'd been here earlier to warn you ahead of time, sir. This matter was at the public hearing. They did do their, or we did have their comments from Plus, but my understanding is that we never received a copy of the developer's or applicant's response to Plus.
Okay.
And is that not a requirement of the Plus process?
I believe it's a requirement of the law that set up the Plus comments. Now, there's no penalty identified, so what the consequence is up to you. But my understanding is that the law does require a response. There is no time frame given for that response. The only time frame in the law is when the state agencies are required to provide their comments to the applicant.
In the letter that went out from Connie Holland, as director of the Office of State Planning Coordination, it was to the applicant, or to McCrone Incorporated, on March 15th of 06. It's in bold print at the very last, next to the last paragraph, and it states, following receipt of this letter and upon filing of an application with the local jurisdiction, the applicant shall provide to the local jurisdiction and the Office of State Planning Coordination a written response to comments received as a result of the pre-application process, noting whether comments were incorporated into the project design or not, and the reasons therefore.
Shall. All right, and that is standard practice in every letter that they send out.
Has the county received the response? I guess that's the next one.
No.
I'm not aware of any.
I haven't received any.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, based on that information and information at the public hearing and in the record, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use 1675 for Colonial East LTD for the following reasons. One, that the applicant did not provide the commission with a response to the Plus comments as required. Two, originally the county council approved only 104 homes on 52 acres, and this approval came after public hearings where there were significant opposition to the project. The reduced number of units was apparently a compromise reached as a result of the opposition at that time. Three, county council also apparently reduced the number of allowable units so that the project would be more compatible with the density and uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. Four, the developer chose to locate all the dwellings on about one half of the site, and now the applicant's wanting to increase the density, which was previously permitted under ordinance number 1187. Five, in general, I have concerns about a recommendation for approval of this application, since it would undo the apparent compromise decision reached by the county council in light of the substantial opposition to the development at that time. And six, in conclusion, since the number of units allowed on the site was the county council's decision, I believe it should be council's decision to allow more units if they feel it is appropriate to do so.
Second.
It's been moved and second to deny condition use 1675 Colonial East LTD for the reason stated by Mr. Johnson. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passed.